Okay, hi everybody. Today is still Wednesday. Sometimes doesn't it feel like when we're here at the Mexico at Home retreat that it's like, did all that happen just in a morning? Have you ever had that feeling here? It's still Wednesday. Because sometimes we have a week where it feels like nothing has happened, and other times, without intending to, but in other times, there's just a lot moving. And you guys, again, you've been playing full out. Thank you so much for that. Just brilliant and beautiful to watch you play and to participate and play with you here. I tracked on a couple of things too over there on the Facebook page, doing some beautiful stuff, connecting with each other and sharing your stories. We're going to do a debrief of that tomorrow because I want to make sure that everyone has a chance to meet with somebody else and maybe even meet a couple of times to share your writings. Because, for instance, Barb, I see Barb especially, it's like Barb had the assignment to meet several times and there's only so much time over the lunch hour. So we will unpack those things tomorrow. So go ahead and unpack them to yourself too. Do some journaling about it. I strongly recommend that you do that. Remember yesterday, 100 years ago, I suggested that journaling a bit is a really great thing to do anyway. Just take 20 minutes and journal. And I love that, like that power of putting pen to page. Steve and Marie illustrated that in such different and beautiful ways this morning. That was extraordinary. We put pen to page and way more happens than we realize. So that's a couple of ways you can do that. Just journal for 20 minutes, see what comes up. And then journal specifically about some of the openings you're having as you're sharing your writings together. And like I said, we'll debrief that tomorrow. So, all right. Wendy's question. Thank you again so much for posting your questions over there in the Facebook page. I know that for the Thursday calls, we have them over there in Story Freedom Academy, but I am so enjoying seeing your questions posted over there on the Facebook page, because before we even get to those questions here, there's engagement of different kinds of over there on the Facebook page. This morning I thought I'd have a nice long yoga practice, and it didn't win out. I did breath work and that's it, because I got so engaged in the Facebook page and everything that was happening there. So much beautiful stuff. So please make sure to go over and take a look and keep posting your questions over there. And I did say that we would get to Wendy's question this afternoon. And so thanks, Wendy, for your patience in getting to the question. And thank you for your beautiful questions. This is another beautiful one. So I want to dive in with this right away. So Wendy says, I've loved my discovery of asking questions. Discovering asking questions itself, so beautiful. I ask questions of my life and my company, they move forward. I've loved my discovery of asking questions and owning that I don't have to take an action on said answer. That didn't come from me, that came from Jasmine. It was brilliant and beautiful. So I love the ways that you're playing together here, it's beautiful. There must be a piece inside of me ready to listen to, or at least receive the answer of a question you suggested I asked possibly months ago on one of our calls. I love that. So there's a question I suggested, it's months ago, and now here, everything happens for a reason, that reason's there to serve us. Now ready to ask this question. So here's the question. I don't remember which series we were in or what we were talking about, but you suggested a question that I could ask something along the lines of this. If I had only 3 hours to work on my business each week, what would be your suggestions and recommendations of how I spend those hours? What are the most important things I can do to grow my company with a limited amount of time? Thank you, Wendy, for asking the question. And it's such a powerful question, and I can hear the trace of the editor that could be in there too. I don't know if it's this one or not, Wendy, but it could be like, if I ask that question about what's most powerful, but then I don't do it, then something is wrong. But what if I'm not ready to do that? Because I can't do that yet. All those things. Maybe there's something of that could have been in there. But when I know that I'm in charge, let me go gather the answers. And then I get to choose in the end. How empowering is that? So here's what I want to share about, sometimes we might have a whole bunch of time to put into our company, to put into our work. And sometimes maybe it's kids. Maybe there's a sick family member. Maybe there's a friend who really needs us. Maybe we're growing one part of the company and the other part of the company doesn't have as much time. Maybe a team member needs something. Maybe I don't have a team member and I'm going to get one. And I'm working on getting one. There's all kinds of things that sometimes have us in what feels like a scarcity of time. Takes us back to our first day, first full day, Monday on abundance. What if there's an abundance of things I can do, even if I only have just 3 hours in a week? What can I move forward in my company? I can do a tremendous amount. And so this teaching comes from one of my teachers. As I was a student in a mastermind for a number of years. And one of the things they had in that mastermind, they called them power hours. And I just wanted to share this training with you. Now, sometimes people in that community didn't use them very well or got tangled up in an editor or all kinds of things happened. Now, if that happens, just ask a follow-up question and I can help you in and around that. They eventually abandoned the practice and they had me on stage countless times to help share with people like, how come it's working so well for you, Michelle? Like, you know, so they kept finding excuses to put me on stage so I could talk to people about how to make this work. Here's the short version of it. What if all I need is 3 hours? If I have more, I have 30, I have 300. I mean, whatever it is, great. Hopefully not 300. You know, what's my week look like, right? Am I living? If I have more than that, great. But what if I only have 3 hours? I can move more forward in those 3 hours than I think. And here's the way those power hours, there's more nuance to it than this, but here's what I want to suggest to you. And thank you again, Wendy, for this question. Let's say I just decide when I'm going to do it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 o'clock. I'm going to work on my business. I'm going to work in my business. This is another time to work on my business, perhaps. Anyway, I'm going to do something that's going to move my business forward. I take an hour at 10 o'clock on Monday, and I think of three things that I want to move forward. That's all. It's really simple. What are three things that I want to move forward? What am I working on? And I set a timer. And you can divide it up 20 minutes each, and I move that thing forward. And often what happens is I don't make progress because I have this giant project. Like I am going to create a telesummit, say, or I'm going to grow my list to 100,000 people or whatever it is. I mean, let's say it's something like that. I'm going to grow my list to 100,000 people, and right now I have 2 people on the list. So I have that thing that I think I'm going to do, and I'm like, I have such a disempowering story about it. Like, I don't have any time. And so I go play with the kids or I go do something else. I, you know, distract myself because it's daunting. It's hard. I don't think I can do it, right? So I just chunk it down. I chunk it down. First, I got to know what is the thing that I want to do. I want to grow my list to 100,000 or whatever it is. Well, what's one thing? I've got my 1 hour. And maybe that whole hour I'm going to dedicate to growing my list. I'm going to take 3 parts of it. Or maybe I'm just going to take one piece of that, just 20 minutes. And I'm going to do something else, another major project in those other 20-minute chunks. In that first 20-minute chunks, it's like, well, I can't move the world, but what can I actually do? The power of this is incredible. What can I actually do in 20 minutes? Well, I don't have anybody on my list, but I got 3 friends who I think would like the information that I send, you know, and I've never even thought of asking them. In 20 minutes, I can, you know, text all 3 of them, and I can probably leave a phone message too. And now my list just went from 2 to 5 people, probably. I just, you know, more than doubled my list, and I just spent 20 minutes. I just chunk it down. I just choose a thing that matters to me, and I do one check-offable action. And remember that on the Thursday calls, I always say, like, what's your check-offable action? Because then we're taking these things that we're doing and actually bringing them out into the world. Here, I'm not asking you to do that because we're doing an entire week of deep dive and then you're doing things out into the world already. You're making your plaque and you're connecting with others and you're building things and so on, right? So we already kind of have that implicitly and we're really going inward to see what we can build that's new. But every week on Thursday, there's a reason that we do that. What's one thing I can do? And my company can move forward so quickly. Does it make sense that if I did that with one 20-minute chunk, and I had 3 of those on Monday, And I got three on Wednesday and three on Friday. And I actually honor that. I honor it like I would with a friend. I don't let that budge. That by the time, let's say I focused only on the list. Do you think my list is going to start growing that week? If that makes sense, it's going to, raise your hand. Yeah. So let's say I only have 3 hours. I don't stop and beat myself up about that. I don't worry about that. I just, what is it that I can actually do that takes it one chunk forward, one more piece to disengage all those empowering stories when I have this giant thing that feels immovable? Now, what that thing is that I'm aimed at, I want to know what that thing is, because otherwise I'm going to, well, and maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know. So maybe one of those for that first 20-minute chunk is like, what should I even be aimed at? I don't even know what I should be doing. First chunk, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do in the next two chunks, right? And reference, again, this is a year-long journey, reference the Quantum Leaps retreat. What is it that I'm even aiming at? Go over, I'm not going to reteach that four-hour training right here, but that will give us some ideas about it. That's one thing that we can do to see where what I should even be working on. Another piece of that we got from today, how do I build that seven-figure, eight-figure company or whatever it is I'm building that I love? Because I love it all the way along the way. So what is it that I love? Can I be drawn forward by the love? Like, oh, this, I'm so juicy to create this. I can't wait to see that, right? And then I build a piece of it. There's another thing that I can do. So Wendy, is this helpful? Are you glad you asked the question? Thank you. And I'm so glad you asked it here. Everything happens for a reason. That reason is there to serve us. This is perfectly positioned right here. I thought it was going to be this morning, even better here, because it sets us up so brilliantly for what's coming next. And so one of the things I want to say as well is, well, how do I even decide what goes in those chunks? Reference Quantum Leaps, that's one thing. Think about that. I'm just going to do just the seed version here, but think about that future self. There's a future self that you are in love with, who's got everything that you're headed toward. There's that other future self that is just feeling crushed right now. Go forward 3 years, go forward 5 years. Can you see them for the moment? Can you see them both? Can you, yeah, we could do a whole day on that. I'm just going to do 1 minute here, okay? Ask them questions. They're inside you. That one who's empowered, that one who's alive, that one who's running the company that you're so excited about. What did he do now? What did she do now? What did he focus on? What did she focus on? Because I promise you, those two people, if you know that they focused on different things, that they had different stories, that they surrounded themselves with different listeners, that they enacted these things from this week in different ways, the one who is so engaged in life and has created beautiful things, and the one who goes, yeah, well, whatever. If they took different paths and made different choices, raise your hand. Is it pretty clear? Yeah. Well, the reason you can envision that person is because they're already inside you. They're already inside you. So you can tap into that person. But the thing is, sometimes we can't see that person. Sometimes we're not sure who that person is. We forget. And sometimes the people around us can see that person better than we can. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we have our ideal listeners around. Let me give you an example. This is going to sound surprising, because if you've been here at all, if you've taken in even one tiny percentage of what we're doing here, does it make sense that we're doing some things that really move the needle for your company? Are you getting that? That even like one piece of this implemented could change the world. I know that. I forgot a couple of years ago. So I leaned in with one of my beautiful ideal listeners. I said, Marie, you know, I think we're just going to let go of the Mexico retreat. Do you think we let go of it? Clearly not. I think Marie held space for me in that. Yes. By the time I finished that conversation, I'm like, oh, right. I was thinking of letting it go because it's actually central. It's one of the most central pieces in the whole year. It's the cornerstone. And so I was going to let it go. What was I thinking? I mean, it's so clear now, but sometimes we need that other person who can see it because it's right in front of us and we can't see it. Does that make sense? So thank you for that question, Wendy. It's like, well, we got to decide what it is that we're going to even aim at. And then we want to go to see how to chunk it down. And sometimes we can't see that without that other person in front of us who can see things that we can't see. So that's what we're going to get a chance to do this afternoon. And I'm so excited about this. Yesterday afternoon, I think I gave you 3 minutes together and nobody came back until like Zoom forced you to. And everybody's going like, leave us there, Michelle. I mean, I almost let you go back. I almost like, you know, I had to not let it go to my editor, you know, what am I, sliced cheese? You know? It's like the learning isn't going to come from me most of the time. Do you know? As facilitators, we need to be like, remain humble and know that it really doesn't come from us. It comes from you guys. You guys are asking the questions. You guys are raising the bar. You guys are bringing things to the table here and in the Facebook page and with each other. It's extraordinary. It's so beautiful. Do you know the power of this group? Do you get it? The people in front of you, they're phenomenal. And one of the extreme strengths of this group, I would say too, is its diversity. We have people in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s. We live in multiple different parts of the planet. You're in different industries. Even people who are in related industries are doing things very differently, creating things differently with their resources, their people, their family, their surroundings, their background. And to bring that diversity together is kind of like if I had a mirror image of myself, and Marie and I have some things where we see things the same way, and sometimes we see things differently. If I just had, you know, my clone, the clone of me would have said, oh yeah, it's time to get rid of Mexico for no reason, right? It would have been tragic. We need other voices to be able to see. So that's what we're going to do this afternoon. I've been wanting to do this with the Mexico retreat for years, literally years. I've experienced this multiple times in other groups that I'm in as a student. And we've done it sometimes, but not in this way, not in the way we're doing it this afternoon. I'm so very excited. Because this very thing that Wendy was asking the question about, like, well, what if I had a chunk of time and what would I even do, right? And where do I want to be aimed at? We get to bring together the work that we've been doing here on loving kindness and listening and so many other things and letting go. The work that we do over there at Quantum Leaves, what's my vision? What am I aimed at? And so many other pieces we get to bring together this afternoon. So what we are going to be doing in the next couple of hours, I got distracted over here. It's like questions and okay. So great stuff over there too. Like that, I forgot, like that's another piece of what's happening right alongside. There's a Facebook group. There's you guys connecting. There's what's happening here. There's chat. I only see a small percentage of it. So much moving forward. All right. So what we're going to get a chance to do this afternoon. First, I need to ask you, do you know that you have something extraordinarily valuable to contribute? Are you remembering that? Do you know your own wisdom, your own heart, your own insight? Yes? Some of you to different degrees, right? You're going to discover it this afternoon. You're going to remember it, right? Do you also know that sometimes you don't see things right away, that it takes an action like Steve with the writing, that it takes another person like me with Marie, that as we lean in and hear from others, we get a different perspective that maybe we never would have seen before. Does that make sense to you as well? Yeah, fantastic. Okay, I'm seeing so many nods across the room. Fantastic. So here's what we're going to be doing. In the next couple of hours, I don't know, Marie, Yvonne, when did we last have a chunk of time of a couple of hours to do this? Ever? I've been wanting to do this with you guys for years, and I also needed it to be the right group of amazing people, and you are it. Truly, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You have two golden, precious hours of masterminding together, where what you're going to do, you're going to be in a group of three or four. You're going to bring your one question, maybe two, not more than two, all right? I would suggest not more than two, probably one, and then maybe further development of that. If you bring 10, there's no time to do it in depth. I'm going to bring one question to the table. What is it that you need help on? What is it that you want to move forward in your business? Where have you been stuck? Where have you maybe not even been wanting to tell people that you're stuck or not even admitting to yourself? Where is it maybe that maybe it's a place where you're really rolling, but you could use even more momentum? Maybe it's a piece that's in your blind spot and you're not even sure. Maybe you're not even sure what you should be focusing on. That might be your question. right? And this is going to be the most extraordinary opportunity, both to find and articulate that question. So that one pointed focus. Here's my question. Here's what I want. And you know, that how do we ask empowering questions? You get to practice that. Remember, we said the questions are everything. And then how can I listen? We've just been talking about, like Steve said, listening with loving kindness. Well, here's your chance to practice, right? Because saying it theoretically, who cares? What happens when we actually dive in and do it? And then knowing myself to be an extraordinary person with amazing insight, both in my field and far beyond it, in order to give feedback, to in order to give suggestions to that person, right? So both in the receiving and the giving, it's going to be an extraordinary opportunity and extraordinary experience. And it will be what you make of it as well. Notice how you're playing. And and what you might find too is it's not when you're asking your own question. It's something that you're saying to somebody else, or maybe it's, I don't know, it's Wendy asking the question. And then Jasmine says something to Wendy and Lindsay goes, that's exactly what I needed, right? So watch how you're playing. Pay attention to all of it. And then I want to give you some listening clues before we divide up into groups and you take this precious time to dive in with each other. Notice any editors are playing again. Notice how you're playing. So already there might be like jumping off into, has anybody started thinking about what your question is going to be? Just notice how you're playing. Right. Thank you for that confession, Jasmine. Right. No, not me, Lindsay says. Right. Steve too. Notice how you're playing. This is the opportunity as well. Let it go. And you stay here. Otherwise, the person in the strategy session says the most crucial thing, but we're already off 5 seconds ahead. It's a practice. So I stay here, right? So noticing when you're off in the future, oh, it's going to be my turn next. I better make sure I'm ready. Noticing any editors around, well, it has to be this person because I need their insight. Otherwise, everything will fall apart. Oh, no, that person, I don't know what to say to them or whatever. Like, notice that. Living life as a reverse paranoid. The universe conspires to support me. The very person that you might go, oh, I'm not sure if that's the right person I either have, can give or receive from, might be exactly the person that you need to hear from, because maybe you don't usually hear from them. I don't know. Or maybe you always hear from them and you go, like, not them, I've already heard from them, but they have a new insight today. You've never ever heard. It's never been this context. All right. So just watch how you're playing. Here's how I suggest that you play. When you're asking the question, do your best. This is a discipline and a training. I don't use that word discipline very often, but here's a discipline, right? My question is, our tendency is to say, well, let me give you the background about how I came up to this question that a year ago started out and nobody even knows how you're supposed to listen to that, right? But if Barb says, my question is about growing my list, I want 100,000 people on my list by next month, right? Maybe that's it, right? And then Barb goes, whoa, no, I don't want 100,000 people, I want 5 or whatever it is. You know, whatever, it doesn't matter what the content is. Then, like, try to keep it as brief as you can so there's more time for the listening. And if they need background, they'll ask you. Barb might just say that. I want 100,000 people next year or next month or whatever it is. Okay, 100,000 people, let's say she says, by next month. What are my 3 best strategies to do that? Can you see how clear that question is? Then let them, trust them to ask what they need to answer the question. My first question might be, well, Barb, how many people do you have on your list now? Because it's a very different strategy. If she has a 99,999, we'll just call one person, you're done, right? Or she has 2 people on her list, I'm going to suggest different things. But maybe there's a whole host of background that she thought she needed to give. What industry am I in? What have I tried and it's failed before, but it doesn't even matter because maybe it'll work now in this context, right? Why my list, and the explanation of why my list isn't bigger than it should, it's not as big as I think it should be, blah, blah, blah. Probably lots of it is the editor. Can you hear that? My question is, this is a training in communication. It's a training in empowering questions. It's a training in listening. It's a training in trusting the universe. These people who are in my group are exactly the people that I need to hear from. It's a training in listening to those people. And also the universe conspires to support me, training in hearing what it is in that that is for me. Because maybe Barb asked that question about growing her list. And I suggested that, I don't know, she start a podcast. I don't think that's the best suggestion, but maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody would think, start a podcast, right? Maybe it is. Start a podcast. And maybe Barb doesn't even have an interest in starting a podcast, but maybe it's even this afternoon it's going to give her this idea. Podcast, I don't want to put it, but speaking, I'd forgotten. I could go and speak. Because a podcast is like speaking. And right, I got invited to do this speaking engagement next week. And I was forgetting to use things that would add them to my list. And I'm going to ask Michelle about that. Or I'm going to get together with somebody in the community next week and figure out how to use that speaking in order to. Do you get it? It's up to Barb as she's listening. Because Barb could be like Carly version one or Carly version two. They told me podcast. That was such a stupid thing because I tried that and I know that doesn't work. And, you know, I just like three people already told me that. And I'm like, right? It didn't work for me. Or Barb could use her vivid imagination not to try to figure out how to worry, but see how the universe is conspiring to support her in that answer. Can you see all the things that are playing? I mean, these are only some of the things that are playing when we do this work. There's only like a fraction of what's going on. Are you hearing some of the benefits of doing this work together and why I'm so excited that we're carving out this time this afternoon to do this? We are playing on so many different levels. Yeah, like, thank you for that, Steve. Yes. All right. Beautiful. So my question is, you can redirect as needed. How are you in charge of, like, Marla's amazing, beautiful post about what in the Facebook page? Did you see it? If you didn't, you're going to want to go and see it. It's like, here's what I actually think I want from my listener. And here's how I want to be listened to. Here's how I want to listen. You can guide your people. All right. So my question is about my list. And don't go forever, but it's like, my question is about growing my list to 100,000. I already tried a podcast and speaking, and I am already going to do that. So I would appreciate other suggestions. Because that's already covered. See what I just did? Or, but don't overthink it, all right? But you can guide. So go ahead and redirect as needed, but also don't be too quick to redirect. Barb might think, well, okay, I already got that podcast thing covered. You know, I just like, that was dumb. But as she listens more deeply, she remembers, oh, speaking. So I remember what I say about my supervisor. I ask about apples. He goes, elephants. I'm going, elephants? There is more wisdom in what's being presented to you than may first appear. And the thing that you're probably going to want to do is jump in and say, oh, wait, I tried that. Oh, wait, there's this. Oh, wait. And the more you're talking, the less you're listening, the less they have time to contribute to you. Watch how you're playing. Can you simply receive? And if you, we're going to stay low tech. If you want to record this, I suggest you unplug your headphones and just use your phone and record it. It should record good enough. I don't want to spend time over technology. Also, you don't have to record it. Just take notes. Or you can even assign somebody to take notes for you. Or you could trust that you'll take in what you're meant to hear. Do you get it? So Barb could say, Sherry, will you take notes for me, please, and send them to me? And Sherry says yes or no. Sherry goes, I don't think I can. I'm not a good note taker. That might be her editor. Then she's just going to do it. Or she might say, I don't think I can concentrate on what you're saying. Steve will say, I'll do it. Watch how you're playing. Let me see. What else? Don't take offense if somebody redirects. So Barb says, I want to grow my list. And Sherry did. Maybe she heard or maybe she didn't hear. Maybe Sherry's elaborating about speaking. And Barb already has that covered because she just did a 10-day training on speaking. So Barb says, Sherry, thank you for speaking about speaking. And I got that. I want to redirect to some things that I can do online. And Sherry goes, wow, she wasn't listening at all, you know? Or she just goes, hey, she's just redirecting. She already knows that. It's all perfect. How can I contribute now? Moment by moment by moment, there's things to engage in and learn. Let me see. Have a timer. So choose your timer. Listen to your timer. Hey, that's time. And then you go on for another 10 minutes and somebody doesn't get a turn. Notice how you're playing, right? Listen to your timer and timer, be bold. hey, that's time. And if there's like, let's say there's 30 minutes per person, I would make it like 25 minutes per person, or whatever the timing is. You get it? Leave a little bit of playroom. So maybe halfway through, you can go for a break. Everybody gets up and gets a glass of tea, a cup of tea, or whatever it is. So time with less. If you end up with extra time at the end, great. Hey, did anybody need more? We have a little bit of extra time. And then you organize that time as well. All right. Any questions about what we're doing? Clear? Okay. Fantastic. I heard you. I saw you listening and engaging in all these pieces. I tell you, most people that I've done masterminding with do not do these things that I just said. They don't do them consistently, or they don't do them, they miss a piece of it. Or when you have, when you use all the pieces that I just said, this can be an extraordinary experience for your company and for your life, for all the reasons mentioned. So thank you. I saw you listening and taking that in. That was really, really beautiful. Any questions without which we cannot go forward? Barb, I just saw your note. Any questions? Okay, let me break the groups. Let me just find the groups here. One room would not work. Let me see here. Let's try it like, let's see what happens if we do this. I think this should work. Okay, I just need to fix this so there's the right number of people.
And we have 2 hours.
I'll speak about that in just a second. I'm just adjusting some of the rooms to make sure that, like I got the note from Barb just now. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Perfect. Okay. Let me just check one more thing. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Yes. So I'm going to give you the full 2 hours. There will be 3 or 4 people in your group. Use the time appropriately. Take the full time. Notice how you're playing. It's like, well, I don't have any other questions. Somebody else could take my time. Notice that. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Don't let anybody do that. I don't have any other questions. I don't know what else to ask. That might be really the most important thing. Okay, well, what's going on in your company? I've seen people burst into tears after that because it's like, right, this thing that I've been ignoring and I so need help with that I'm not asking about, right? So take the full time for yourself. You might ask 1, 2, it could be 3 questions maybe, but don't be afraid to deep dive. What's the thing that you want the most? And then trust yourself as well. Trust what comes up. What's the vision that you have? Where do you want to go? What's in the way? What's the thing that's already moving that you really want to grow and even get more momentum behind it? Any questions before we dive in, before I break you up into your groups? Okay, and then one last thing, watch how you're playing, because I don't know, like this morning we had a Zoom thing. I might get each other's like contact information in case there's a Zoom glitch. Like it might take 1 minute at the beginning to do that. So Zoom breaks down, well, you're going to get together on somebody's conference line or whatever it is, like, you know, bigger than any obstacle, right? I think that's it. No questions? Wait, there's some of you I can't see because my, good? Okay, 2 hours. So 2 hours from now is 5:30. Well, by the time you're in the group, 5:35. So at 5:35 Mountain Time, we're coming back together into the room to debrief and figure out like what the ahas were, what happened for you, what was really rolling. That's going to be a really important debrief time. So have a fantastic time, everybody. Trust yourselves. Know you've got huge things to give and huge things to receive. I will see you in 2 hours. Have a great, great time, everyone.
with squares.
Doesn't it?
Every time we come here, I've been wanting to like do the Brady Bunch, like look down and wave. So I told Yvonne, I'm like, Yvonne, I need you to present this to the team because I really want a screenshot of all of us like waving to our neighbors or looking up or down.
Well, I think that's a fantastic idea.
You're too young to remember the secret
square. That's hilarious, and that is fantastic. I remember the Brady Bunch on late night TV.
Well, I think that's so fantastic. So who wants to do the screenshot? Let's go for it. Yes?
Well, it would take a little bit of planning because we'd have to know who's looking left, right, up, down.
Yeah, I don't know who's pointing the flag, who's waving. Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that on the last day. We'll see.
And we can all put on our swimsuits and pretend we're in Mexico.
I'll put on the swimsuit cover. How's that?
Maybe put something under it, too. They're oftentimes see-through.
Good point.
And some of you maybe remember Secret Square game. You know, who is the Secret Square? It was usually Paul Lind. Yeah. But that was, of course, a million years ago.
That's great. I love it. Oh, it could not be better.
I'm in Mexico.
Yes,
you are.
Are we seeing Steve? Yes.
And Sergio's in the Great North.
That's right, yes. All right.
I think he left the frozen tundra.
Yes, but he's still in the cold.
I think the sound is better. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, but it's not in my headphones. These things are weird. Somebody say something again so I can see if this works.
Hello. Something.
We'll say whatever you want.
Headphones. All right. Well, I'm just going to leave the headphones on. As long as you can hear me, we're good. All right. So great to see you all. And I'm loving the energy. I mean, the energy in the room is telling me something about how this all went. We're going to spend just a short time here unpacking your ahas, unpacking your favorite moments, unpacking, noticing how you're playing. So let's just hear, obviously we're not going to hear everything that happened in all the rooms. That would take, I don't know, what was it, 8 hours or something like that. But we're going to spend just a couple of minutes hearing what moved for a couple of you. What are your ahas? What did you notice? What would you like to share? Who would like to go first? Oh, it's really fun. Like you were all talking at once and now nobody's saying anything. Lindsay, go ahead. Thank you.
My editor was like, you don't need to be first this time. You've already been first today. So I was waiting to give someone else an opportunity, but you snooze, you lose. I really felt like in our breakout session, one, all of us were of the same opinion that it went really fast. Like we're like, holy cow, it went really fast. When at first I'll admit, I'm like, 2 hours? Are we really going to fill that time? And I really got the vibe and the sense that everybody, all four of us in our group, felt seen and felt heard.
Wow.
So
how often does it happen out there in the world? To be that seen, to be that heard. We've been playing with that today, though, and all week and all year in different ways. Like Steve said earlier, it's like, oh, loving kindness and listening from way back when this morning. And listening with loving kindness, and that is actually, you know, those words, anybody could say that. To actually have that embodied, experienced, and for 2 hours, fantastic. And yes, that is, I'm so glad you had that chance to experience that. That means you were in the moment, you were in the flow. 2 hours, that's a lot of time. Oh no, that's not much time at all. Fantastic, thank you, Lindsay, beautiful. Let's hear from a couple more of you. What was going on in your room? What's your aha now from this experience? Dottie, you were way down in my right-hand corner. There you are. I see your hand. Go, Dottie.
No problem. We had a great time. I was with Tracy and Jasmine and Sergio. And I felt lucky because Jasmine is an expert. That's her field, is overwhelm. And that's a problem that I have. And she gave me some great coaching on habits. And it was even better because Tracy wanted some help with habits too. So we got a double dose of Jasmine's coaching.
Beautiful. I love it.
Wonderful.
So great to hear. And this reinforces, again, I can say it theoretically, do not underestimate anybody in this room. There are such resources, there's such love, there's such skill and expertise. And then also, if it's not that person themselves right in front of you, as it was here with Jasmine, that person knows a bunch of people. They know somebody who is going to be able to help you. There is such support in this group, and to hear that enacted in this beautiful way. Thank you. And Dottie, for that beautiful tribute too, to actually acknowledge in gratitude. How lovely is that? Thank you. Jasmine.
Yeah. So I just want to thank Dottie for saying that. For me, it was incredibly empowering because Sergio also needed some support with building out, maintaining a habit he already has. And I have been a year in business and I've been in about 5 marketing coaching programs. And every single one of them has said habits is not sexy. It's not marketable. It's not, you got to figure out like what to do. And yet all 3 of them had different issues, different habits that they wanted to build. All 3 of them were in very different places with it. And all 3 of them, I felt very confident in the action steps that we landed on. So that was a huge like, oh yeah, habits are actually really important for me and like a huge confidence boost. But I felt just so overwhelmingly supported by everyone in the group. And I have like 6 steps and I have exactly what my first one is and it's super actionable and it feels like it's exactly what I've been needing and not hearing all this marketing advice from the so-called gurus. And instead it came from, you know, this community. And that feels absolutely amazing.
Jasmine, so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Just both the confidence and the ability to give, right? To help and serve, and the ability to receive and have. And I love the concreteness. It's like, I've got these 6 steps and they're actionable and I have all this other stuff out there, but this is the thing that moved the needle. Fantastic. I'm so happy to hear this. Beautiful. Thank you. And just to see you too, I remember we talked about the wall and different people hitting the wall at different times. And, you know, again, who are you and what have you done with the previous incarnation of Jasmine, right? Just like how much changes so quickly.
I mean, I remember on our strategy sessions, like my biggest thing was you telling me get out from behind your computer and like go to start doing what you are. And that is like, I'm in a place where I'm so confident in what I do. You know, I'm so confident that it works. And that has, it's only been a year ago. And that has been such an incredible transformation.
It's visible. Can you see that? Like, look at her. And again, as soon as I say, look at her, it's going to shift. Cause like, oh, I'm supposed to look like something, right? But if you caught her that moment before, and then it will come again. Brilliant and beautiful. Thank you so much. Great to hear. What else is bubbling up, wanting to be shared? What's your aha from your room? Something you experienced? Something you noticed in the dynamics of how you were playing? What would you like to share? Sherry, thank you.
Lindsay had mentioned that we had so much energy in our group, and Marla and Steve and Lindsay and I, and it was really just this huge burst of energy and the ideas that kept flowing. And I think one of the big things that I really took away from it was I got reminded that a workshop I'm heading towards doing, I had really underpriced it and I had pivoted what the workshop purpose would be. And didn't think to also relook at the pricing. So that was one of those, oh, whenever you change one thing, there are lots of ripple effects that you really have to consider as well.
Sherry, beautiful. Honoring your work. And yeah, if it's a funny thing about pricing. And when we recognize it and then shift it, it's like, okay, well, I don't really, when we hear it, it's so obvious, but still we don't enact it. Well, I'm going to really seriously underprice my stuff because I don't really believe in it, or I don't think people can pay that, and I'm not really confident. And then we go out and try to teach confidence. We try to teach value yourself or whatever it is some variation in our own field. And then we wonder why it doesn't work. And then in that moment to go, this is what it's worth. Right. That one shift and then the ripple effect from that mastermind for your company and for just not just this workshop, but for all the other work that you're doing. Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you. Let's hear one or two more who would like to share. Yeah. Wendy, thank you.
I found more
paradox. You found what? Sorry, I couldn't hear.
More paradox.
More paradox. You are the queen of paradox, Wendy. I love it, and I love that you're owning it.
Oh, my gosh. I told Steve earlier today, sometimes it drives me crazy because I see it everywhere. I'm going to get rid of my background because I talk with my hands, and it's like, ooh, I'm crazy. let me see if I can turn it off.
What's on your head? I'm distracted. I just want to ask you, is that a crown?
It is a crown.
Okay.
And I've had some really fun ahas around my crown, but.
Okay. I'm just wondering, didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. Can I share my, I'll share fast. So my crown is not paradox.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
I'll share fast because there's this other thing that I got to get to. And oh no, there's this other thing and I might take up too much time. I might take up too much space. So I'm going to rush through that. I've been noticing your crown all day. I think it's beautiful. I'm glad, Dottie, I'm so glad you pointed to it. And that's the very same thing that Yvonne was doing the other day. Thank you, Yvonne, for letting me point to that with love. All right. So about the journey. Do you remember that? Well, there's that and there's that and there's that and there's that. It's really about the journey, but staying here. Why rush?
Thank you. Because sometimes I have an editor that tells me I share too much as well.
Right.
So my crown came from, I don't even know which piece of Michelle's stuff where she talked about crowning ourselves. And I decided that I was going to own being Ms. Divinity and the Divinity Diva in my work. And I just knew that to do that, I needed a crown, like an actual crown. So I have... in half of it is probably created, but every morning I will have a morning routine where I will crown myself. I'm not sure that I'll wear it all day every day, but I will crown myself and read. I'm going to create vows to myself of what I'm committed to and the privilege that it is to be me. And then I have some truth statements about who I believe and who I know that I am. And so I'm going to ground myself every day in that ritual of crowning myself and remembering the truth of me.
I love that, Wendy. And I love also how you said it. Yeah, if you'd rush through all those sentences, like, well, you know, I'm really going to crown myself and I just got to hurry up because I don't really want you guys to hear this because it might be too much. How would that go for crowning? Yes, thank you. You guys are ahead of me. Yvonne. 1, 2, 3. Love it. Thank you. So much better when fully spoken. And the funny thing is sometimes when we rush past things, because we're worried about taking up too much space, too much time, people can't really hear us. And time is elastic. And that time, it's hard for them to concentrate. So it almost seems like it's too long because we're trying to rush it and then we're not actually present. But in speaking it and being present, everybody could follow you. Beautiful. Thank you. And then, so you didn't raise your hand about the crown. So what is it that you raise your hand about? What would you like to share?
Yes. So, I find it paradoxical that depending on who you talk to, how target specific or how niche-y you should get in your work, because the deeper of a niche you have, the more specific you can be in who you're talking to. But then on the other side of that, everybody's like, but you're leaving out so many people. Like, if you only talk to those people, there's all these people that you could be helping that won't hear you because you're not talking to them. You're talking to this super niche thing that you've created. So just a really good reminder that there may be places for that super niche piece, but not getting attached to and stuck to that either, and realizing that there is such a broader spectrum of people praying for my work.
So I love that on the one hand this, and on the other hand that. Thank you so much for that, Wendy. And also, sometimes when people, like, the reason that I don't use that language of niche as much is that it usually is a demographic. It's like, it's got to be people who are age, 15 to 16, and it's got to be people who live in this particular place and so on. We usually think of those kinds of characteristics, and that demographics, well, it can be useful. It can be really, really limiting. But when we talk about ideal client, we can get so much deeper into who we're actually serving. So I love what you're saying about the niche and the problem with the niche, and that as we shift our language over to ideal client, then something very different can occur, and we can have those very specific words for that one person. One thing I want to encourage in you too is that, just because we're talking to one person doesn't mean other people can't listen in. Sometimes there's somebody out, who's a little bit different than who that ideal client, who we envision them to be, but that doesn't stop them from coming on board. So as you switch over from that niche to that ideal client, just watch what occurs, and it may change how you think about how you target your words and who you're supposed to be doing this work for and so on. All right. So I love that. Thank you so much about, how do I decide who it is that I'm speaking to? It's a really, really, really important question. We're going to do some more about that. We'll do some more about that. Thank you, Wendy. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. What else? What else would you like to share? Let's hear one more. There's one more out there, I know. Yeah, Marie, thank you.
I'm really struck today by how much deeper this ideal client, ideal listener can take me. And what I'm loving is that I'm learning more about the qualities of my ideal listener, my ideal person. It's not so, like, demographic seems to cut them into little categories instead of really being able to feel into the whole person. And I'm excited by what I'm discovering, because there's more I'm learning about my ideal listener, my ideal client here that I can apply in my business.
Mm. Thank you. I love that, Marie. And one more, because this came up twice now about niche and demographics and so on, I want to give you one tip about demographics that can actually help us find that person. Sometimes we think, okay, well, they need to be, let's say, this is what coming to mind. They need to be teenagers. I work with teenagers. Well, that may be so or it may not be so. But why is it that I think that I want to address that demographic? Well, because they have lots of energy and they're open to new ideas and they are ready for a big change in their life. Well, think about why you're thinking about that demographic, and it probably tells you something about who your ideal client is. Because maybe they don't need to be teenagers. There's burnt out teenagers, and there's like energetic and ecstatic 80 and 90 year olds and 100 year olds, right? So it may not actually be that demographic that is the most important thing. It might be something about what you imagine that person to be that is part of who you are so excited about working with. So just another little tip about ideal client. We were talking about ideal listener related to ideal client, but not the same thing. And if you just heard that, that can be life-changing for a company. Because otherwise we get stuck. We think, okay, well, they have to come from San Francisco and they have to be teenagers and they have to be oh, whatever it is, this gender and this height, and you know, I think they all need to be tall. Why? Because I'm going to have them playing basketball, right? I want them to be good basketball players. So maybe it's the skill in sport that I'm actually looking at, and I'm mistaking that for the height. So thank you. I love that. The nuance, Marie, of ideal client, the nuance and qualities of the ideal listener and what a difference that makes. Thank you. And Wendy, for starting that discussion in and around ideal client and who it is that I'm even wanting to address, right? Anything else bubbling up, bursting to be said? Yeah, Wendy.
Sorry, I was still in rush mode in my head. I forgot one thing about my crown. At some point today, I had this realization that eventually, like right now, I need the physical crown on my head and it's helping me see so many things about myself. But eventually that will become my normal and I won't have to wear the crown.
I love it, Wendy. You know, the decisiveness that you have with your words, the clarity in your questions that you're asking, in the crown itself, in the way yesterday, and as we were reading our pieces, you said, like, let me, like, cheer for myself. And you stood for that. All of that, I think that's all part of that crown, in the way that you're crowning yourself. And it's really, really beautiful to see. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. We're going to wrap up this block. Thank you for the fantastic work that you did in your mastermind group. I'm hearing such energy, so many beautiful ideas, such confidence, such alignment, such connection, such listening. Freaking awesome. Great, great work. And the other thing I want to remind you of is you have access to this whenever you want. This is an amazing community. What is it that you choose to do with your one wild and precious life? One post in the Facebook group. Hey, I'd love to have a mastermind a week from today. Is anybody in? Trusting the random. Those groups were organized randomly, right? Trust the universe that the right person will step forward. If nobody steps forward, try again later. Don't take it personally. If one person steps forward, maybe that's perfect. More people step forward, divide it into, right? This, you have access to this. It's one of the things that the Mexico at Home retreat allows us to do, is to remind you of the resources that you have at hand. Well done, everybody. Beautiful job. All right. We're going to wrap a small bow around this. Let's just wrap a small bow around this. So one or two or three words, maybe one sentence, not more. What would you like to share with a group? Something that's opening for you, either from your mastermind experience, or it might be from hearing somebody in their ahas right here, right now. Trust that yours will come. And I'm not feeling anybody thinking about your aha yet. Is anybody? Because I wasn't really feeling that energy. Could you feel it's a different room? There's, people aren't as antsy about it. Well done. So Lindsay, you're up first.
Those we need come, no matter those we manifest.
I missed a couple of the words. I don't know if everybody else did, but say it again.
Those that we need, like, come or show up, no matter what we have already manifested.
Can you hear the trust in the universe about that? It's all perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Tracy.
I have three words. Jasmine is awesome.
Love it. Thank you, Tracy. So beautiful. Sherry.
On the court.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love the diversity of the insights, right? So many different things gleaned from this. Thank you. Marla.
So a wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge. Yes, absolutely. Steve.
The power of the mastermind.
Power of the mastermind. Absolutely. So powerful. Thank you. Teresa.
fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Wendy.
Guys, I might be speechless again. Joy.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you. Barb.
A community of possibilities.
Love it. Carly.
Having an assistant is not just for the luxury elite. It's part of self-care too.
I was nowhere in the conversation of the whole group. And what a gem, right? I love hearing the ahas. The diversity of insight in a couple of minutes. Thank you. Yes. Yvonne.
Scheduled power hours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for remembering. And we haven't talked about that in a couple of hours. That one idea alone could be life-changing for a company. Thank you. Jasmine.
Thinking of Steve's joke yesterday, we're a brilliant bunch of misfits.
I love it. That is great. Oh, for not having fun, we're not doing it right too. Can you hear that? Like how perfect that is and on so many levels. Thank you. Marie.
I'm just speechless.
We caught Marie speechless, the one who works with words. How perfect is that?
The only thing I could think of is that Macklemore song again. This is effing awesome.
Love it, Marie. Thank you. Dottie. And you are muted.
The joy of friendship.
Joy of friendship. Love it. Thank you. Mary Kay, are you in a place where you can speak? Okay, we will catch Mary Kay's insights at another time. Thank you. Beautiful. Did you hear it? Every single one of these insights, each so different from the other, each such a beautiful contribution in just a couple of words. A couple of you laughing, it's like there's another joke going on. You know, sometimes when you're like facilitating, did I miss it over here? Or is it like passing between you? You know, it's like notes in the class, right?
It's contagious. Like I see someone smile and then I smile back. And then I'm watching it go from box to box to box. And so then I'm starting to giggle because it's like, it literally is. It was just contagious smile.
I love it.
We can do the wave.
The smile wave. Oh, I'm with the arms. Yes, I love that. Well, you guys are freaking awesome. Fabulous work. So well done. All right. So... Yes, and actually, I think so. Just to round that out, Yvonne, will you help us out? Yvonne's face is so fun when that's coming up. I just enjoy that so much. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you. Beautiful. All right, beautiful. So, what's next? What's next is an optional block. What's next is an optional block. Should you choose to participate, we have one more block today. If you don't choose to participate, you are done for the day. Right? And yeah, I will see you again tomorrow morning at 9. It's an optional yoga block. I realize it's a very full day for everybody. And it's kind of surprising to me that at the end of the day, I'm making it an optional yoga block. But so it is. We had an optional Shavasana yesterday. A number of you took part in that, and it was absolutely perfect. So I even ran it by the team. I was thinking, do I want to make this block optional? And then I decided so it is. So if you choose that you want to take care of your body, mind, spirit in other ways, because we're doing a lot in these days, you go right ahead. You want to connect with family. You want some quiet time. You just want to lie in Shavasana for 3 hours. You want to eat a good meal, go for a walk, take care of yourself. That's perfect. And we'll have a time for you to leave in just about 2 minutes. So we'll have an official end to our day, and then we'll go into that optional yoga block. All right. So for those who want to go, you can go ahead in just a minute or two. I want to describe to you what this optional yoga block is. So you can go, I'm in, I'm out. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not attached, but let me tell you what it is before some people go. Whoever wants to go. So one of the great things about Iyengar yoga is its versatility and the depth and rapidity, the quickness of its healing powers, okay? Now, I can't promise that that's going to happen for any one person at any one moment. Sometimes it brings up all kinds of emotions and we're sobbing. Sometimes we're laughing hysterically and we don't know why. We store stuff in the body, and as we practice in this way, we start to release some of that stuff. Sometimes we might be working through other editors in and around movement, or we had a prior experience or whatever it is. But I have witnessed such amazing openings, I can't even tell you. And the thing that I want to emphasize for this evening is its versatility and its healing powers. And so for those who choose to remain, my intention is maybe about half an hour, but it's going to be, I'm not promising exactly timing. It's going to depend who's here and how we do. And also, you're free to go at any time. If you just feel a little bit, you know, unbalanced, just end with Shavasana, okay? If you're leaving early, end with Shavasana. You can stay 5 minutes. You can stay the whole time. And what I want to do with you guys is you can go and there's so many online yoga classes right now. If you want a full yoga class, those are easy to find. So, you know, you guys can go and do that. And I would recommend go work with my friend Sharoni Fixler. We did many of our certifications together. You can actually access her class in Calgary right now because it's online. Sharoni Fixler, if you look up Sharoni, you don't even have to, if you look up Iyengar Yoga Calgary, anybody at her studio does fabulous work. So if you want some more yoga, go work with my friend Sharoni. She's amazing. If you want to know which class to take, you can ask me. I can guide you. There's other classes as well, but I've worked with her for years and years and years. She's a very close friend, and she owns the only purely Iyengar yoga studio in my city. So I know you guys can get that. One of the things that is harder to access is understanding how I can use this practice myself for my body, mind, spirit right now. Because there are practices, if I'm all agitated, I can calm myself. If I'm tired, I can raise the energy. If I have something in my body that's not feeling good, I've got a headache, I can relieve it. If I've got, you know, shoulders that aren't feeling good, I can adjust that. And so whoever is left, whoever wants to stay, I'm just going to ask you some questions, and I'll do my very, very best to put together a practice that addresses whatever it is that your body, mind, spirit needs right now, and it'll be a collective endeavor. So, you know, maybe Steve wants waking up, or the other way around, he wants to relax, right? And we'll incorporate that, and Yvonne wants something for her hips because she's been sitting all day, or whatever it is, or somebody else has a knee issue, we'll work with that and create a balanced class that's maybe about, and thank you for that, Yvonne, maybe approximately half an hour, but it'll depend. I'm designing this for whoever stays. No attachment to who stays. If there's one person, I'll work with you. If it's everybody, that's fine too. It's probably going to be somewhere between one person and everybody. Watch how you're playing. Choose what you truly want. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. I'm going to see, does that person stay? Does that person go? What do you want right now? And you can stay for a little while if you want. You can stay for the whole time. You can go away and take care of yourself. It's all perfect. If you're deciding, I'm not going to say anything more about that. We're wrapping up today. If you're done for the day, I will see you, and we will see you tomorrow morning at 9. Have a fantastic, fantastic evening. I love you to bits. Bye, guys. Have a great, great evening. And then, like I say, if everybody goes, I'm going to do my own yoga practice. And if there's even one person left, I will serve and support you. It's like Hollywood Squares or something like that, right? It's kind of like, isn't it kind of fun? Some of you might be staying just to watch people go right before you go. I'm enjoying that part too.
Are we going to be voted off the island?
Why not? Like Survivor. Steve is in the secret square spot right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember that.
I want to stay, but I have to pee first. So I'm staying, but I'm disappearing. Yeah.
For those who are staying, can just, if you have to go, if you can stay for 30 seconds, because I just want to know, is anybody here just waiting to see who else is staying, or are you the ones who are staying?
I'm staying as long as I can.
The one who's staying. Okay, fantastic.
So I have half an hour.
What's that?
I have half an hour.
It's about half an hour long. If you leave earlier, I won't be offended. It doesn't matter how long you stay. End with Shavasana, please. So if you're going to leave earlier and we're still working, please close with Shavasana, all right? So we will start in 5 minutes, just so you can, I know you guys have been busy in your masterminds and so on, just so you can, don't go get a glass of water, right? Try not to eat or drink if you can help it. And then start thinking about what your body needs. And I'm going to take a poll at, right now it's 6:12, 13, 14, so at 6:17, I'm going to be asking you what you want and need. All right. So go and.
So rest. What do we have to do to set up?
What do you need to set up? If you've got a yoga mat and props, have them nearby. If you know, go to wherever you like to, wherever you've set up where you can have some space to move. If you've got props and a yoga mat, great. If you don't, we'll work with that. We're going to work with whatever everybody has. And think about what's the one thing that you could use in your body, mind, or spirit, and then we'll have fun designing a class, all right? So at 6:17, I'm going to ask you what it is you want to need. And I myself, I'm going to move to my other spot. Sometimes when I move my computer freezes. If I go away, don't worry, I'll be back in a minute, okay? See you guys in just a couple minutes.